It's the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
It is now 8:40, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. This is WHTC Morning News on a Thursday morning, the 25th day of May, and we are all gearing up. Yeah, for Memorial Day weekend. It's the Destination Downtown, a segment for a Thursday morning. Linda Hart is off this week, and happy to have Jupi Honeycutt. If I don't have it in front of me sometimes, Linda Hart comes out naturally, but Jupi Honeycutt is from the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Jupi, it's been a couple of months. How have you been? How was your tulip time? How was your spring? Catch us up in the next 30 minutes. Go.
Yes, it was great. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much.
It's been great. I mean, yeah. Tulip time was wonderful, spectacular as usual. The weather cooperated, the tulips were out, and so many activities that were planned, and I tried to, we facilitated a lot of them, and I attended as many as I could, so it was great.
We were talking a little bit off air about, I asked you, what do you think one of your highlights, or a couple of highlights from Tulip Time, and you and I agreed on the number one highlight.
Yes, the Bicycle Crescendo Show Band.
Oh my gosh, that was
amazing.
So much fun. Do
yes.
you know at all, and I don't know if I had the liberty to ask you, but do you know if they... plans of maybe bringing them back?
Hopefully sometime.
Okay.
Sometime in the future.
Oh, because it's
yes.
really not just like putting them on a bus from Indianapolis and bringing them. Yeah.
You have to fly them over from the Netherlands and their bicycles and their instruments.
Their tubas.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And they're busy. I mean, that's something that they do as it's a hobby for them. They all have jobs, but they do
right.
that regularly seasonally. So.
And if I remember correctly, too, one of the things that made it come together is they... had relatives here in the U.S., the folks from Netherlands, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that worked out well.
And yeah.
So
I guess it's come and gone for another year. We're also chatting off the air that you have some teenagers, and they're growing up quickly, aren't they?
They sure are. And it's a busy season for teenagers.
Yeah.
I mean, school is ending in a couple of weeks, and people have graduated already. The seniors have. And it's a busy spring. Busy spring with sports and school.
I know this has nothing to do with tourism, and that's why you're here, but, it kind of seems like, and you're right in the middle of it, kids are, kind of overextended in some ways, that there's just so much going on, and kids want to do sports and honors programs and drama and all the above. Do you have that in your house
exactly.
as well?
Exactly. There's so many opportunities on one hand, but then a lot of kids want to do all of them. And then you want to be successful at so many of them, and that's how it starts to pull you a little bit thin as a kid these days.
I'm sure as a mom and
a driver.
Yeah, you got to balance it all. Well, let's go right into tourism. Park Theater, as usual, Jupi, very, very busy. We had Jen Dernberg in the 7 o'clock hour here talking about the prom fundraiser for Harbor Humane that's going on tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Kind of a neat deal where a nonprofit is helping another nonprofit, and they join together for the prom tomorrow night at Park Theater.
At Park Theater, 7 o'clock, right, and then all proceeds, right, go to the Harbor Humane Society. It is a good collaboration.
And that's going on tomorrow. Also, I'm excited. Love to go to the Holland Farmers Market on Saturdays. Wednesdays, I try to go after work, but Saturday, I like to get there a little earlier. I like to get there right when they open up, better selection. And as I just mentioned, too, on the weather forecast, I don't think we could have done better for this weekend.
I mean, the weekend's going to be beautiful. The farmers market's always wonderful here in Holland. 8 o'clock in the morning opens up, and it goes until 2 every Saturday, and like you mentioned, on Wednesdays. And then actually, the last Saturday of every month, they are going to start having a summer enrichment series.
I've heard about this.
Yes, and this first one is actually this Saturday. It's always going to be at 10 a.m. There's going to be a minimal cost to it. It's usually about $10, and it's a collaboration with the Ottawa County Department of Public Health. And this Saturday, they're going to focus on composting.
Composting,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kyle Johnson, who's the manager over at the Holland Farmers Market, we had him on the air yesterday, and we have him on the air every Wednesday morning during the Holland Farmers Market season. He said he took a composting class like that and highly suggest it if you're an outdoorsy kind of person.
Right, exactly. And if you have a garden or not, you know, it's just kind of to make the environment a little bit better around your home.
Holland Farmers Market open now every Wednesday and every Saturday through this season from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We were talking Park Theater, Jupi, and they are busy this weekend. Actually, interviewed this man last week. Mike Massey is coming.
Oh, right. He's classic rock. So he does kind of fun things like...
But he's a solo artist. He doesn't have a band. He does it all with him and a guitar and different instruments, is from what I understand.
Talented. Sounds very talented.
Yes. He is from the Chicago area, and that is coming up tomorrow night at the Park Theater. What's going on Saturday. Sunday here?
Oh, I'm sorry. So that was Saturday night.
I always do this with Linda every week. I'm thinking it's Friday. Saturday night at the Park Theater. There you go.
Yeah, Saturday, 7 o'clock. Right, Mike Massey. Right, and then we're already on to Sunday then.
Okay.
On the Sunday, we have a few things going on. There's a flea market at the Holland Town Center. They have about 50 vendors and food trucks they'll have out there. These things are pretty popular, I feel like. Flea markets are popping up in different places.
Hey, if you put a food truck next to it, I'll show up, right?
Exactly. Agreed.
Yeah, that's Vintage Flea Market at the Holland Town Center. Remind me where that is. That's on the north side, right?
It's on the north side, kind of like behind Dutch Village, right? If you're looking for highway, around Felch Street there.
In between Felch and James.
Right, between Felch and James.
All right, and also looks like First Reformed Church on Sunday is throwing a free concert.
Yeah, that's nice, right? They're having a free at 3 o'clock. It's a series. It's actually the end of the series. It's a West Shore Piano Trio this Sunday at 3 o'clock. And it's actually piano, violin, and cello playing. So that'll be nice.
First Reformed Church on Sunday, and then it's Memorial Day Monday. I'll say it again. The forecast, partly cloudy and 80. Absolutely perfect in our big Memorial Day parade. I was in this parade last year, and not going to be able to do it this year, but that guy over there, Gary's going to be in the parade this year and then makes his way to the cemetery. But all starts at what time?
Is it 9:30 in the morning?
For
the parade. It's annual. We do this every year, and then it ends up at Pilgrim Home Cemetery. You're right, and then they have a program of remembrance there with some music and some...
Yeah, last year was the Holland American Legion Band performed there, and I was there last year. And again, it's a really nice remembrance ceremony. And another reminder, too, if you're not able to make it down, we broadcast that ceremony right here on WHTC. That'll be a Monday morning around 11 a.m. at Pilgrim Home Cemetery. Also, finally on Monday, I don't know if I'm going to paddle or I'm going to run, I'm going to walk. Actually, it looks like we have to do all three if we participate in the Memorial Day Mount Pisgah. Did I say that right? Pisgah?
You did, absolutely.
Okay. Paddle, run, walk, paddle. What?
Exactly. This is organized by the West Michigan Paddling Group, and it is a way to be out on your stand-up paddleboard or kayak and start at the Holland State Park, paddle to Macatawa Beach, which is the beach right across from La Playa.
Right.
On Tacos and Tequila. Tequila. Okay. And then from there, you'll run or walk up Mount Pisgah. It's not a race. It's supposed to be a nice celebratory day to relax and be outside.
Okay.
Come back down, get back on your paddleboard or your stand-up paddleboard or your kayak, and then go back to the paddle back to the Holland State Park.
Have you ever been on one of those paddle dealy bombs?
Yeah, the stand-up paddle, the supboards. I have. It was very wavy. That's my excuse.
Well, maybe. Maybe not a good day to be on a paddleboard.
I spent a lot of time in the water.
Okay. I see people doing it, and I think there is no way I could stand up for more than about 3 seconds. But anyway, Jupy, thanks for coming in. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. And anytime folks need to know what's going on around Holland, I know you've got a great list that you put out every week called This Week in Holland.
Absolutely. And go to holland.org, and you can find it.
All right. And I think you're in next Thursday as well, aren't you?
I am. I'll see you in a week.
Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, Jupy. Thanks for coming in, and we'll talk to you in 7 days.
You too. Sounds good.
Thanks so much.